News from the Radio Oklahoma News Network. I'm Dale Forbus. Well, either it's time to make popcorn for political theater, or some actual progress could come from today's budget summit in the governor's office. Radio Oklahoma's Ken Johnson takes a look.
The characters are the same. The president pro tem, the House Speaker, and of course, Governor Stitt. Some other state lawmakers will be on hand, but not expected to be there is former Senate Budget Committee Chair Roger Thompson, who was removed by Treat for unknown reasons. All Treat will say is that Thompson pitched for a long time, and it was time for a relief pitcher.
It's a big week for Oklahoma's future farmers of America. Coming up tomorrow, members of the newest FFA chapter from Catoosa will attend the state convention in Tulsa. The chapter will formally receive its charter. Oklahoma FFA has 29,213 student members across 366 active chapters statewide. From the Radio Oklahoma News Network, I'm Dale Forbus.
More than 171 years of journalism experience in one network. Ann Roberts, who anchors mornings, has 32 years experience. Dale Forbus, middays, 45 years experience. Ken Johnson with 42 years experience. And Bob Sands in your afternoons with 52 years experience. Couple that with being an Oklahoma-owned and managed news network, and you've got the news leader for the state, the Radio Oklahoma News Network.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.